This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli Defense Forces confirmed early Friday they had notified residents in Gaza City to leave for their own safety and protection after it vowed to annihilate Hamas after its fighters stormed through towns and villages in southern Israel last week, killing 1,300 Israelis, mainly civilians, and making off with scores of hostages. In a live-streamed briefing on social media, IDF spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Korikas told Gaza residents they would be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting them to do so is made. The Associated Press reports Hamas, meanwhile, has called for everyone to remain steadfast in their homes, calling the order to evacuate a disgusting psychological war waged by the occupation. Meanwhile, as the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says its shelters in Gaza are not safe anymore and warns water is running out for residents, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his diplomatic push in the region with stops Saturday in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Saudi foreign minister in Riyadh before heading to Abu Dhabi to meet with the United Arab Emirates president. The focus is on reducing civilian suffering, trying to negotiate the release of some 120 hostages Hamas is believed to still be holding, and preventing the conflict from spreading. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched in central London Saturday, calling for an end to Israel's military action in the Gaza Strip, which was triggered by last week's rampage in Israel by the Hamas militant group. Aerial footage showed protesters waving Palestinian flags and draped with a traditional headscarf as they gathered close to Oxford Circus, where they plan to head to Downing Street, the official residence and office of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Chants were aimed at the governments of Britain and the United States for supporting Israel. This is VOA News. Representative Jim Jordan won the Republican nomination to lead the U.S. House of Representatives Friday, but the hardline conservative appeared to be well short of the support he needs to seize the speaker's gavel. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener has more.
Jordan, who serves as House Judiciary Committee chair, tormented Republican leaders for years as a vocal advocate for the party's right wing. He has the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. He also has the endorsement of Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted as House Speaker on October 3rd in a historic vote. Jordan narrowly lost the nomination on Wednesday to Steve Scalise, who was seen as the heir apparent to McCarthy. But Scalise abandoned his bid on Thursday after it became clear he could not consolidate Republicans behind him.
That was correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting for Reuters. New Zealand's centre-right National Party, led by Christopher Luxon, will form a new government with its preferred coalition party, ACT, after Labour leader Chris Hipkins conceded he could not form a government following the country's general election Saturday. The National Party, now in opposition, had 40% of the votes, while the ACT party had 9%, which New Zealand's Election Commission said, based on the current tally, would give the two parties enough seats to form a government. National Party leader Luxon addressed supporters in Auckland Saturday.
And tomorrow morning, New Zealanders are going to wake up to not only a new day, but the promise of a new government and a new direction. And this great country of ours has so much potential, and our new government will help realise it. And I have to tell you, I am humbled by tonight's support, but I am so energised by it too. And I cannot wait to get stuck in and to get to work.
The National Party campaigned on providing relief for struggling middle-income New Zealanders, bringing historically high inflation under control and reducing the country's debt. France says it will mobilize up to 7,000 soldiers to increase security around the country after a teacher was fatally stabbed and three other people wounded in a school attack. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Counterterrorism authorities are investigating the attack and say the suspect is a former student of the school who is Chechen and is suspected of being a radicalized Islamist. He is in custody, as are several others. Some children and personnel returned to the school in the northern city as it reopened Saturday morning. The attack Friday morning rattled France in a context of global tensions over the Israel-Hamas war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.